Our Bible reading for today comes from St. Paul's letter to the congregation at Ephesus, the second chapter, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. Ten years ago, a man living in Chicago by the name of Joseph Stanzik was 87 years old, and he suddenly passed away. He lived in a very modest house. He drove a 29-year-old car, and people were not aware of the fact that he actually was a multimillionaire. And he had amassed an estate that was worth about $16 million. But even his relatives didn't know about this. And in his will, he had placed some of his cousins, and a few of his cousins suddenly inherited these large amounts of money that they had no idea was coming, just purely because he was thinking of them and wanting to help them with their life. So all of a sudden, these men, and I always think, what was it like for, I think it was a lawyer, that had to go find these people and explain to them that they would be inheriting these just vast amounts of treasure? And wouldn't that be a fun job, to be the one that gets to go and tell people about all this wealth that they would now be coming into their life, probably change their lives dramatically. I'm sure there were some of them that maybe initially their response was, what? This sounds like a scam. This seems like it's kind of too good to be true. This can't be real. That's probably a reaction that people would have if they suddenly heard, you know, some dramatic good news like that. Those of us who get to preach here in chapel every day, we get to tell you about a treasure that's even better than anything like that. And that is how we get to heaven. And the fact that God, the God of heaven, has decided, because of his love for everybody in this room, because of his mercy for us, decided, I'm just going to give it to them. I'm just going to give them heaven as a present. I just want them to know about this. And so the role of those who will get up here and preach in chapel, and there will be 15 or 20 different preachers throughout the semester, the role of those men who are just like you, but their role is kind of like, in a much greater way, that lawyer that has to go out and find those people to tell them about this tremendous inheritance. God has chosen in his heart to have everybody in this room find out about the great gift that he offers us because of the work of his Son, Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, God sent him into the world to live out a perfect life that I couldn't do, you couldn't do, to die a death on the cross, to be punished for all of my guilt, all of your guilt, for the things we've done wrong, so that we could all be completely forgiven before God. And by just trusting this and believing this wonderful thing, we get to inherit life in heaven forever. Life in heaven forever with a perfect home waiting for us in heaven. There's nothing that you could inherit in this life that's as good as that. It's absolutely wonderful and amazing. So really, that's what chapel is about, is to come and listen to God's representatives who come to you to tell you about this amazing inheritance that you now get to have just because of his grace. And it's free. You don't have to do anything for it. He doesn't put a demand on you, something that you now have to accomplish, or it's not like there's something yet that has to be done. It's all taken care of. Look at what St. Paul says. By grace, that means the mercy in God's heart. By grace, you have been saved. That means you're going to get to go to heaven. Through faith. Faith is the thing that grabs onto all this. This is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, not something you and I do, so that no one can boast. I sometimes ask a question in my religion classes, why do you think Christianity is such a challenging religion for so many people? It's true for all of us. And the answer I got one day was so good. Somebody said, because it just can't be that easy. It just seems too good to be true, right? That God just gives us heaven. He just gives a present to you to come to heaven. But that's exactly what the scriptures teach throughout, from Genesis through Revelation, that it's just a pure gift from God. And it's not by anything we do. Just trust that. Just believe that. So the first thing that chapel is really about every day, and it's always going to be centered, if you look at our hymns, if you listen to the sermons, it ultimately comes back to that beautiful, wonderful good news. Now, St. Paul goes on to say, we are God's workmanship. Those of us who have faith in this Savior, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. And the word workmanship here is a Greek word that means to manufacture something, to create and make, the way a carpenter might build a house or something. So we are God's, he's the one that builds this in us when he gives us his faith in Christ. And it's a word that is often used in the New Testament, even when it describes God creating the world. So the faith in our hearts that trusts in Christ, the Bible says, even that is the work of God. Even that is something that he does inside of us. And he does that through this, just preaching his word and hearing his word. Now, Paul also goes on to say that God has prepared in advance things for us to do with our earthly lives. That's a great line. He has prepared in advance certain works that he wants us to do with our earthly lives. He has preconceived plans for each one of us sitting here today, for our abilities and our gifts, and that will set us up for things in life that he wants to accomplish through us. There was a commentator by the name of Paul Kretzmann. I love what he says. He says, these good works that Christians do, these good works have been made ready and set forth by God, I love this, before we ever thought of performing them. Now, think about that for your life, okay? Before you even think now about things in your future, God already has plans laid out in advance of how he's going to use your particular talents and skills and ability as his child who believes in Christ in a way that is going to help other people, benefit other people, and so on. It's really an amazing passage. When I was about 14 years old, I was just starting to get into art. And I loved old English lettering, you know, that kind of cool old English-looking stuff. And I was practicing calligraphy to learn how to do old English lettering. And my dad was noticing that I was doing this. One day he came to me and he said, I've got a job for you. I have to give a paper. He was giving a paper at a big pastor's conference for about 80, 90 pastors. And he wanted me to do in old English lettering to put the headings on all the parts of his paper. There were about 7 or 8 headings. And he gave me the words. He bought some pens for me to use. He had the right paper laid out. Now, he had prepared this all ahead of time, wanting to make use of something that I was interested in. And so I was honored to get a chance to do this. It's kind of funny. I found that old paper a few years ago, and it just reminded me of this whole thing. And I thought, wow, that was pretty neat that my father wanted to entrust that to me. And he had laid the whole thing out in advance. That's a nice little picture of what, in a greater way, your Heavenly Father, who loves you through Christ, how he prepares in advance the things that he's going to want you to do. And he knows your particular talents, he knows your particular abilities, and so on, to be able to use that. And he's done this historically. If you look at the life of Moses in the Old Testament, what a weird childhood. He gets brought to the Pharaoh's palace and everything, learns all the ways of the Egyptians, but God was preparing in advance how he was going to use him historically to lead his people out of Egypt, back to the promised land. If you look at St. Paul, who was born as Saul, if you look at his early life and the fact that he was trained to be a Pharisee, deeply in the Jewish tradition and things, and all the different things about his life, God was preparing in advance how he would someday use him once he converted his heart to Christ, to go out and spread the gospel all around the world. So here's what's kind of neat about the professors you have here at Bethany. I'd encourage you to get to know them a little bit on a personal level, in this sense. Every one of them, who now are very gifted and talented at what they teach, but every one of them, if you look back in their life, if you hear a little bit about their life, you will find out that there were ways that God was preparing them for what they would ultimately do. It's true of our coaches and directors and things too. God was finding ways in their life early on to prepare them to be in a situation now, maybe to teach you a particular thing. And what you're going to be learning here at college as well in your various disciplines and in your major, and you might switch majors too, but what you're going to be learning, God is preparing in advance to set you up for how he might use you in his kingdom in various ways. Wouldn't it be amazing if someday we had a reunion of this gathering in heaven? Wouldn't that be cool? If we had a reunion of this gathering in heaven, that'd just be so awesome. And it's possible because of God's grace and what Christ has done for us. I'd like to encourage you to make daily chapel part of your life for two reasons. First of all, it magnifies how important that is in your future. But it also magnifies your present life and your earthly life and how God can use you in that as well. As we look forward to that beautiful home that our Lord and Savior Jesus has prepared for each one of us. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for calling us into your kingdom of grace through your word and the waters of baptism, by giving us faith in Christ as our Lord and Savior. Strengthen this faith in each one of us, and use this time for our education as a way to prepare us for various works of service that you will lay out in our lives in the future. We ask your blessing upon this new semester. We ask it all in our Lord and Savior's name. Amen.